Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. What do you guys want to talk about? It is November 15th, 2023. Jimmy Van is out of action, a little bit under the weather. So this is what we do every week whenever Jimmy doesn't show up to work. We give you a preview of what you can get on FightfulSelect.com. Fightful Select is our subscription service. It is $5 a month. Or $54 a year, you get over 100 breaking news stories, like stuff that you're eventually going to find elsewhere, aggregated and stuff like that, with less detail, less clarity, less accuracy. You get it at FightfulSelect.com first. It can go straight to your phone. It can go to your email, or you can turn notifications off. We have plans for Raw, SmackDown, This past week, Corey Brennan had some for NXT. We divide those up. That way you can avoid spoilers through those. We do our best to put spoiler warnings if you want to avoid that type of content as well. You get early notes from our interviews. You get a Q&A show every single week from me. Next week, I'm going to do a written CM Punk FAQ. And every other week, you get Ask Grapsity over on Fightful Select as well. In addition to that, 40 podcasts a month, from Sour Graps to Coexisting After Dark to retro reviews, the Weekender podcast, just any number of things that you could possibly see. We've got a ton of it, just $5 a month, $54 a year. And more importantly, support our great staff. That's how we're able to bring so many new voices on. It's how we're able to pay them appropriately. So we thank you all so much. If you're here, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. And hey, leave a comment below. That stuff really, really helps. I don't push that a lot. But in our comment section, leave a comment. Tell us what you're excited about, what you're not excited about. Leave us a nice review on these audio platforms as well. But you can go over to Super Chat, or actually go over to humperchats.com or here at youtube.com/Fightful. Get your Super Chats, Humper Chats in, because you dictate this show. You determine what I'm going to talk about, how much I'm going to talk about it, and the like. Over at humperchats.com, we got one from Bolton1980, says, enjoying the new damage control. If Dakota becomes a manager figure to Io, Asuka, Kairi, they kick Bayley out. What does 2023 Bayley face turn look like? Will she align with Charlotte? Should they bring back her old music? Would she be nice to Michael Cole? I think that would actually be a funny skit if she did make up with Michael Cole. If she tried to mend fences there. And people were like, no, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. It'd be sort of the female equivalent of the Jey Uso thing, because for the past 3.5 years, Bayley has been so self-absorbed, at least outside of damage control. She's always been so willing to help within damage control. But even outside of that, you could say that damage control wants to get to her before she gets to them. You know what I mean? Like, because they see that unfolding. Jay Miller says there are quite a few NXT wrestlers on the roster who seem to be ready for the main roster. Does WWE feel ratings will get impacted if they call them up? That's never been like a major concern that I've heard of. In fact, what I was told about Triple H call-ups and re-signings and new signings was he wants them to be more over every time they're brought into the building. Now, I do think there is a method for some people like a Carmelo Hayes, like a Braun Breaker, where I think they should be immediately thrust into the main event picture. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh man, can't do that. Can't do that. Yes, you can. And if not immediately, then pretty soon. What were the Shield? They were immediately thrust into a top picture. Brock Lesnar. Now granted, he was a completely special athlete. John Cena. You know, you hear all that about like, oh, well, he was almost fired and all that stuff. That man was competing for the world title on pay-per-view within a year. Within a year. Randy Orton was put in a top stable with top guys a year after he debuted. So, I mean, you've got to put them in situations where they seem important. Look at Solo Sikoa right now. Look at how he's benefited. Now, granted, that was sort of a once-in-a-generation opportunity for him. But I think they've got the template there. They've got the methods there in which they can do that and develop some stars. And I think Carmelo and Braun are two of those guys that could definitely fit in that situation right now. Matt Hennessy says, I do appreciate Hunter booking and his patience to get certain acts over. I think his patience will pay off with acts like Reed, Knox, and DIY. Going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So Tegan, a lot of that will depend on her performance in the ring. And I think that she's absolutely got it. She'll need to find that thing, sort of like how Swerve found that thing, how Timeless Toni Storm found that thing. You know what I mean? She's going to have to find that one thing that connects her with an audience. And I think that she's absolutely capable of it. DIY, I've mentioned this before on the show. I think that the DIY thing is appropriate because despite the fact that they have really captivating personalities, as we've seen with The Way and we've seen with Tommaso Ciampa any number of times, they can get over in the ring for what they do and then highlight the personality and get over as well. Bronson Reed is going to be one of those guys that because he's such a physical force and good in the ring that he's going to connect as long as they push him. Wayne says, hi from Oakland. I drive hours to teach as a professor. Your videos are key in my commute. Thank you for your work, SRS. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for what you do. A lot of respect for professors and teachers. A wholesome Wayne question. What's one of your favorite wholesome interactions with CM Punk? So it's really funny because I'll post stories that sort of debunk or maybe pour the water out on some CM Punk stuff. But he's one of my favorite performers of all time. Like, I really like it. And we get along just fine. Like, I had somebody ask me the other day, have you talked to him since you did that thing where you kind of talked about your interactions with him? Very minimally. I wished him happy birthday. He said, thanks. It's a good one. But I would say that my favorite wholesome interaction with Punk, I didn't think he had any clue who I was. And he called on me at a presser and he's like, let's ask Sean why I have him blocked. And I'm like, you got me blocked because I'm a wrestling writer, but I sent you a tweet about Joe Kenda, who is a TV personality and former detective that we both happen to know of and like his work. And I guess he saw that I was a wrestling writer and he blocked me. He did unblock me immediately after that presser, though. So that's probably one. Tony Baloney says, can you think of any one talent that blew up the momentum of a company more than CM Punk in AEW? Is it comparable to Hogan in TNA? Yeah, I think Hogan and TNA was probably worse. There's some names in WCW I don't even want to give the publicity to. But I think it's absolutely comparable to Hogan and TNA. Hogan came in and thought that a lot of the ideas associated would just send TNA into the stratosphere, and they didn't. I think that TNA did a lot of shooting themselves in the foot. AEW still is going to draw, 100,000 pay-per-view buys. They're still getting a new TV deal, a lot of things like that. TNA went on such a downslope that they never truly recovered. And they have never gotten back to where they were before Hulk Hogan showed up. And it's highly unlikely that they ever do with AEW around. I was just wondering, there's been a lot of contracts coming up next year. Wondering about AJ Styles and the Good Brothers. Will they re-sign? I had a story about their contracts. They are under five-year deals, the Good Brothers. So they are signed until 2027. So they won't need to. As far as AJ, that's always a very interesting question because a couple times he said, well, this is my last deal. This is my last deal. And it's not his last deal. If he can go, he'll keep going. And he's hanging out with his buddies. So yeah, I think he's staying around. He seems to really like it there. He seems to really, really like it there. By the way, I will have an update on Fightful Select on the list goes on some Devil, AEW Devil related news. I've had people go, hey, don't spoil it, buddy. Just read the story. Read the story. Stan says, thanks for all you do, SRS for us fans. Well, thank you so much. He says, it seems like the Devil Mask is the going topic. Any chance it could be a free agent out there rather than the obvious choices like Cole, MJF, TK, or Punk? Yes, I do think that. I do think that it could very well be a free agent. It could be somebody in the company. It could be a woman. It could be an executive. It could be any number of those things. I'm not ready to put the no, it's not this person down for almost anybody. Even I've heard some claims of who it isn't, and that will be clarified on Fightful Select on the list goes on right after this. However, whenever that type of thing happens, of course, I'm always side-eyeing it. I had to think of the appropriate way to say that in case it gets aggregated. Of course, I'm always cognizant of people, trying to work, et cetera. But I think it's absolutely possible it's a free agent. Van Twinblade says, Friday, West Coast Pro Whiplash, Saturday, SLT, Anarchy and Full Gear. Sunday, Glory Pro must be the money with Tankman versus Camaro 2. Hell of a weekend. That is a fun weekend, Van Twin Blade. Probably need to make that trip up to Black Label Pro on December 2nd. Watch me beat up Shazza. What do a Fightful do with the Super Chat, Humper Chat money? I picture you guys throwing one hell of a staff Christmas party. JK, love the show. So, man, this is in the weeds with business, but Fightful didn't make a profit for 6 years. Because we wanted to pay people living wages and the like, and we were not making money the first 5 or 6 years, we were recouping all of that. This is the first time Jimmy has been able to actually make money from the website. So he's recouping a lot of that investment that he made those first several years. But like the web end of Fightful operates at a significant loss because we have a few full-time writers or a couple full-time writers and a couple part-time, but you know, I've made it very clear the amount of money that I didn't make working elsewhere. And I always wanted to make sure they got paid more than that. And this is a way to sort of recoup the losses that we make by paying people on the web end, which hopefully changes. We just switched to a new ad developer, but we also used to do a Christmas special and all the super chats would go to basically people who weren't me on the thing. Like, I don't want to take any bonuses or anything like that, but we might bring that back this year, like the Christmas bonus show. And then we divide it up accordingly. Early 2024 Rumble favorites, Cody and Becky. Those are my two picks. Feels like based on last night's booking, we're heading towards Roxanne facing Kiana James in a loser leaves NXT match, then one heads to the main roster. Do you agree? I think that that would certainly make sense if they did that. I think that would be an appropriate adjustment for sort of what's going on there. Now, Kiana James is somebody that WWE has actually gotten a few looks at on the main roster. They had her work Dana Brooke a couple times last October. So they've been looking at her for over a year. They had her work North Carolina, or they had her work Charlotte, Dallas, and then Louisville. And they had her work Asuka last year on main event as well. In addition to that, they brought her and Tiffany Stratton in for a dark match. And that wasn't something they were doing a lot of, was having NXT stars on SmackDown dark matches. But because they were in Orlando, it made sense to do it. And then last month, I know I'm the only person that watches this damn show, but she also worked Nikki Cross. So they have had their eyes on her for quite a while. And Roxanne's one of those people that you just know is going to hit on the main roster. What contracts in AEW are expiring next year? Well, Daniel Garcia has mentioned he is in a contract year. I will have more details on that. But let me see who I've got listed here on the Fightful website. Now, this is, you know, as of we know it, Andrade, but he's probably got injury time. MJF claims, probably won't be. QT Marshall at the end of the year. Dustin Rhodes, September. Bryan Danielson, September, but he's probably got a whole bunch of injury time as well. And Tony Schiavone in the spring, according to him. Sean, what is your solution to all these injuries happening at Stardom? So Joshi wrestling isn't exactly my beat, so I can't speak to those individual injuries, but just a blanket statement for that, not related to Stardom, because again, I'm not hip to what caused these injuries. You just make sure that you mitigate risk to a degree in which makes sense. You've still got to ultimately do your job, entertain fans and the like, but mitigate risk and take care of your opponents. I love AEW, but can we get Collision on another day? Brother, I hope so. I would rather it be on Friday up against SmackDown. Seriously, like it couldn't hurt the numbers. WWE Raw moves to Disney FX. Do you think they'll have full exclusivity, MLS, Apple Plus, or like Thursday, NFL and Amazon, but different global broadcast nights? Well, that's something completely different. Like they would have to negotiate next day airing rights of a lot of other things too, which WWE has the ability to do. So they move to Disney FX. They can also work in saying, well, if you want to re-show Raw throughout the week, you can, but here's the amount that it'll cost. And then you can also say, well, if you want it up on your streaming service the next day, here's what it'll cost. And you can package that individually with Raw, SmackDown, NXT, or you can do it individually, or you can do it.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Them all themselves. Will the women's war games be 4-on-4? It kind of looks like it right now, but I don't have that information confirmed. What are the plans for Rey Mysterio for Mania 40? I don't know if they have any set. I mean, they're going to have him feuding with Santos Escobar, hopefully by Royal Rumble time. It wouldn't surprise me. Again, not a report. It wouldn't surprise me to see Rey Mysterio pop up at the Royal Rumble. Guys, I have been asking about Stu Grayson. I'm working on it, but Brent says, feels like Stu hasn't left the country in several months. Have you heard anything as to his status with ROH, AEW, or perhaps there are visa issues? So he has, actually. He was, your country, Canada. So what happens a lot of times, like Chelsea Green, Gunther, a lot of other people, they get landlocked trying to get their green card and they can't leave the States. Rey Fénix is stuck in Mexico. I would imagine that probably has something to do with it since he hasn't worked AEW since August. I'll keep asking about it, but that would make an incredible amount of sense. Sean, serious question. What's RJ City ceiling? Okay, so, man. For two GBP, I can't believe I'm going to put over RJ City. I hit up RJ City when I was in Canada in 2019 because I said, who do you guys want to see me interview in studio? And just so many people said RJ City. And we were somewhat familiar with each other. And he came in and we had like an instant connection based on what he knows and what I don't know. And he knows how to play off of anybody really, really well. In addition to that, he is an outstanding improviser, an outstanding actor. He can wrestle if you want. He can interview. He can host. There is not a lot of stuff that he can't do. He's very quick-witted. Like, you're not going to out-shit-talk RJ City.
It is so refreshing that Tony Khan just saw it with him. You guys want to know? Here's a good one. You know who else saw it with RJ City? Randy Orton. Randy Orton really liked RJ City's work. I think RJ's ceiling is almost like, man, he could wrestle. They could have him do a match, and it would honestly, he'd be really over. I don't think they'll have him do like a full wrestling run, but if he does a match, it'll be really over. As a disgruntled Falcons fan, Shanla humbly asks, can you take over play calling duties for the Falcons? In all honesty, would you fire Arthur Smith? I don't watch enough of the Falcons to know that. I'm like super, super big time Bengals fan. Follow Common Bengals W on Twitter. I would definitely take play calling duties away from Zach Taylor. 15 swing passes for the Cincinnati Bengals in that game. Just, you could have made a whole lot of stuff happen right there for the Bengals. As far as the Falcons, I don't quite know, but I do know one thing. If you want to watch out-of-market games without paying for NFL Sunday Ticket, NordVPN has you covered. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy. All the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Won't get to watch live, but wanted to say thanks for all your hard work. How about CJ Stroud and them Texans? Bengals defense is abysmal. They rely on miracle plays within field goal range. And when you've got a rookie QB as good as CJ Stroud, you cannot rely on that. You got to be able to make tackles. You got to be able to stop the offense moving up the field. You got to get some three and outs, things like that. I had a feeling the Texans were going to win that game. James says, what motivated you to wrestle again after what you said was 6 years out of the ring? The ability to raise money for charity was the biggest one. I'm doing it for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I wanted to raise some money there. Fortunately, due to pledges and sponsors, we've already raised $2,000 for that. So that makes me very, very happy. But a big thing for me, I had been reached out to by a few people about possibly wrestling again, but I wanted to at least make an attempt to do it the right way because I had about maybe three or four dozen matches before Fightful. I almost died a year ago, and I was like, you know what? If my time comes, I want to be able to say, you know what? I did that one more time, and if it goes well, maybe I'll do a battle royal here and there, something like that. If it goes horribly, I'll probably never do it again, but you never know how much time you got left, and I was very, very lucky to emerge and not die. So I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Some people are going to pretend to be mad on the internet for a couple days. They'll send little clips if I slip one time. A couple of wrestling trainees will pretend to be bothered, and then they'll get over it and continue about their lives, assuming they have any. What else do we got here? Oh, do you have any idea when Cora Jade is coming back? No, but she has been talked about. She's been brought up backstage creatively. I saw the Young Bucks are facing Penta and Commander. Hose me down. Do you have a timetable for Phoenix rejoining his brother after he fixes his visa problem? Unfortunately, Meet Normus, the visa issues are not very predictable.
unfortunately. I mean, he could have worked all in, but I don't think he could have got back into the country as well. Bog says, Sasha will be back. Bayley booted. Slow burn a while. Sasha returns at Rumble. Then Damage Control versus Horsewomen at Mania. Good or very good? Anything is possible. As of August, there were active plans for AEW to work with Mercedes. Now, anything can happen in that period, and that's already been 3 months. That's already been 3 months, man. So anything can happen in that period of time as well. Tony Khan planning to announce a bunch of stuff for Collision this Friday, hoping to see Undertaker on SmackDown this week. Yeah, I would expect virtually everything to get announced ahead for Collision, maybe some teases as well. I think they should throw a lot at it. I think they should, anybody who's a big name that isn't on Full Gear, put them on Collision and make it like a little mini pay-per-view. You think new ownership in WWE could work with other companies like New Japan or Impact? An interesting note that I kind of perked my ears up at on the TKO call was how Ari Emanuel noted that, well, we were fine with ESPN doing the deal with PFL, which seemed more to me like they'd be open to doing WWE on WBD, even if AEW were on there. Because UFC doesn't traditionally work with other companies. I mean, for example, this is dipping way into it, but it shows you like how long it's been. UFC did do that back in the day with Dana White, and Dana White took Chuck Liddell over to Pride 20 years. It was 20 years ago this week. My God, I can't believe it's been 20 years ago this week. He took Chuck Liddell over to, it was Pride Final Conflict. And he got his ass beat by Rampage Jackson. And ever since then, as best I remember, I don't think that they did a lot of that. So I wouldn't expect WWE to as well. You think Mercedes should debut at Full Gear? Possibly. I don't have any information on that necessarily. Jeff Stone says, Sean, I got you. Yes, Arthur Smith needs to give up play calling. Well, thank you for answering that one for me, Jeff. Says, where are your seats located as a Bengals season ticket holder? What games are you looking forward to with the remaining schedule? So without the possibility of dealing with weirdos too much, it is in the 240s. That was the best available, and that is just something that I have decided that I will invest in every year. For the last however many years, I overworked myself to the point to where you guys can tell I'm a little crabby on social media. Apologies for that sometimes, but, this is how I force a day off is football. I am really looking forward to next weekend's game, November 26th against the Steelers. So I'll tell you what my schedule was going to be. Originally, I was going to fly from Lexington to Chicago the morning of November 24th, I was going to take my stuff and walk to the place where the media junket normally would be for WWE Survivor Series. Then that afternoon, I was going to catch a flight from Chicago to Charlotte. I was going to get a rental car, drive to Winston-Salem for WrestleCade, do the events there that night, Extreme Life with Matt Hardy, GCW, do the convention the next day, get on a plane or drive back to Charlotte, get on a plane, fly to Cincinnati or actually Northern Kentucky, because that's where the airport is. My wife is going to pick me up, stay in Northern Kentucky, go to Cincinnati the next day, go to the Bengals game against the Steelers, then back to Lexington. However, WWE is not doing a media junket for Survivor Series. They might do a press conference, but they're not doing a media junket. And I completely understand why. Because that's the day after Thanksgiving. And if you're doing a media junket, it's usually that morning. SmackDown isn't in Chicago that night, I don't think. I think it's like maybe somewhere else. But they would have to have talent leave their family like the night of Thanksgiving. Like, come on, doing like a 6-minute interview with us isn't worth them doing that. So I'm glad that they're not doing that. Plus, it makes my schedule easier. So now you can just eliminate Chicago from that equation. I don't miss traveling whatsoever. I miss seeing a bunch of you guys. I miss that. I don't miss traveling. Meet Norma's going 50-50 on Bengals Ravens tomorrow. Buddy, if it's 50-50, I would be very happy about that. I mean, the Bengals came close to beating the Ravens with a hampered Joe Burrow. However, no T. Higgins, no Sam Hubbard, no Trey Hendrickson. If Zaya loses to Becky and Lyra back-to-back nights next week, do you think she would still be in a good position? I think we're going to get some shenanigans with the Becky thing. Because I don't think they'd have her lose to Valkyria and Becky back-to-back. I think that there's going to be some sort of shenanigans with that that will sort of prevent or maybe build up her match on Tuesday, because WWE has been very particular about doing that. I don't think she'd be in a great position if she lost to both of them, unless that was the story. Unless that was the absolute story they were telling, was that somehow triggered something in her. But what else could it trigger, right? She's knocking out women left and right. Knocking them out. I know one thing. Actually, you know what? That was supposed to go into an AG1 read.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I just realized, AG1, that's not today. It's this. Let's be real. Big nasty pubes are gross. You want that tree to stand taller. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of landscaping. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of manscaping. With manscaped.com and that code FIFA, you're going to save 20% off your order and get free shipping. What a deal. And how about this? They've got a ton of deals on that site. They got a lot of bundles, a lot of packages to help out your package. But it's not just your package. It's your body. It's your hair. They got deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got foot deodorant. They got ball toner. They got everything at manscaped.com. And when you use that code FIGHTFUL, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Just a plethora of different options. Maybe you want to try a little bit of everything. Maybe you just want to try one thing. Well, Manscaped, and the code FIGHTFUL will get you there. Make that tree stand taller and trim it up a little bit with Manscaped.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I did that read before I had any of this back there. My God. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. We are heading towards the end of those, after which I will be over on FightfulSelect.com giving you guys some AEW devil news. Bizarro Big L says you can have Matt Canada if you want. 15 stretch runs end around ain't realistic. Man, I wish we ran the ball 15 times, much less end around or stretches. I want a good game after we stomp the third string Browns this week. Why is everyone upset about Joe dropping the belt? He wants to chase and not be chased by ROH. So after you sent a football humper chat and said Joe and Chase, I was like, is this Bengals related? No, I see, but I would have had him... I would have done one of two things with the Joe dropping the belt thing. I would have had him say on the mic, if that guy right there couldn't beat me for this title belt, nobody's beaten me for it. I want to focus on this title. And I know to get that title, I'm going to need to focus on it. Or he could have dropped it in a four-way. That's how I felt. Hey, SRS, don't know if anyone ever asked you. You said Mania, you had to finish for Roman and Cody. My question was, has knowing a finish ever ruined a match to you as a fan? I don't believe I ever said that. I did not know the finish. I did not know the finish of WrestleMania. I did not know that Roman Reigns was going to win that. I can tell you what I have learned about that. When I spoke to Cody at the premiere for his documentary, he said they were very transparent about the direction and all that. I was sort of, I don't want to say I was granted one answer, but somebody said, hey, I'm in a mood right now. One answer, I'll give you the truth. What do you want? I said, when's Roman Reigns losing that title? And the answer was whenever the fuck he and Paul Heyman want. And I was like, damn. So, I mean, think if they wanted to, that finish would have been different. Has knowing a finish ever ruined a match to you as a fan? No, I get a rush a lot out of reporting things and sort of seeing if our sources on this accurate, et cetera, et cetera. I don't report a lot of match finishes. Like that's where I kind of draw the line. I might report on debuts, returns, and things like that. Wins and losses, I don't like to report a lot on that. And that's just me personally. I get to decide what it is that I report. Have you heard if AEW will help promote Iron Claw? MJF needs to partner against the Guns. And the cast said they'd like to do an actual match. I think it's possible, but MJF, I think they got a waiver or something to promote it. That's why they were able to do the thing last week before the thing was up. But also, I know that AEW wanted to be cognizant of people that were SAG, which, you know, a lot of people are. Samoa Joe was. That's how they got him for a while. But I know they wanted to be cognizant of that, but now all bets are off. So I think it's possible. What is the lure around Chris Statlander? Why does anyone call her out for her inability to speak, even in recorded promos? Do you see her losing the belt soon? Julia, Willow, etc. would all be a better fit. Yeah, I do see her losing the belt soon. I think Julia will win the belt. That's how I think that's her time. I don't have a problem with Chris Statlander. I think that sometimes you need some sort of ominous performers. And not everybody can have an over-the-top personality. Some people need to be a little bit more reserved. But if it doesn't end up working for the audience, here's a good indication, Joker. She might not be for you, but you said, what is the allure around Chris Statlander? Implying that she is for a lot of other people. And that's what I always got to try to remember. Like, there's going to be a ton of talent that I look at and I'm like, I don't like their work. But if the broader audience is responding to them. Like, I got all that shit for saying, why are they laying in audio on the broadcast over Dominic? I don't think his work or promos are particularly good, but the guy is over. He didn't need that. Logan Paul didn't need that. Like, for Alex is a lot more staunch on it than me. That's why, like, when Alex is like, sucks, hate him, I'm like, listen, snakes and sparklers, buddy. Just because it's the only thing that I like doesn't mean it's the only thing that's going to be sold. So just because you don't like her doesn't mean that she's not connecting with other people. And ultimately, that's it. But I think she's losing that title. I do. Do you have any more insight on what's going on with Vince McMahon behind the scenes? Is he still not involved with creative? Can you find out if you don't know? He has not been involved with creative. And it happened, you can pinpoint it back to that post-Raw show that Denise and I had. The biggest talking point of the show was, this felt like a Triple H show an awful lot. And then I got a message right after that show that was like, it was a Triple H show. It was not a Vince McMahon show. And even then, throughout this year, creative didn't directly report to Vince McMahon or interact with him. He would make his changes remotely or to Triple H. And he would say, this is who I want on the show. This is who I don't want on the show. And the like. He is effectively a figurehead with less power than he has ever had before. Less power than he's ever had before since his dad owned it. Probably less than then. Hot damning it that after 4 years, we don't have women's tag belts in AEW. Why can't the women be a part of the tag team wrestling division? Joker, here is my pitch. I don't want AEW women's tag team titles. I want them to create world women's tag team titles. And then you could defend them on AEW, ROH. You could send them to New Japan Strong. You could send them to like have them run over to Stardom if you can send people there. Defend them on the Indies, world women's tag team titles. I wish they'd do that with the Trios titles too. I would consolidate the ROH and the AEW Trios Championships and make it World Trios Championships. I would even hit up New Japan and be like, hey, you want to get in on this too? You want to make this a thing? Like, I think, my God, Chaos are still the never open weight 6-man tag champions. I would consolidate New Japan's as well. Because what New Japan's going to be like, no, we can't do that. The storied 7-year history of these titles. Oh, no. Come on. If New Japan wants a new title, they're just going to make a new title. They might make 3 or 4. Is Becky in War Games this year? PW Insider said she's being considered. If you had to move Raw off Mondays, what day would you move it to? And if it does, which day would WWE likely move it to? Tuesday, I would imagine. There is no other major wrestling on that day. You could move NXT to Thursday or something like that. But the Friday, Monday thing works out really well for the road crew. As in, you got Friday SmackDown, Saturday, Sunday house show, Monday Raw. That they used to do that with Monday, Tuesday Raw and SmackDown, where it'd be Friday, Saturday, or it'd be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So splitting up that day would not be optimal. If they made it Thursday night Raw, you know what? That could get some people pretty happy, and then Impact and a bunch of other stuff would move to Mondays. If wrestling moves off of Mondays, which I don't think it will, somebody else will move into that Monday spot and get those habit viewers. No idea where Revolution will be. Double or Nothing will be in Vegas. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. Do you think AEW will do another sponsored match? If so, who? Well, they got the Sega one today, and it's paying them a pretty penny from what I understand. If so, who? Adam Copeland is on Percy Jackson, also an AEW hardcore title. Thoughts? I don't see AEW doing a hardcore title. I could see them making the FTW title sort of that thing where they're, you know, it's FTW rules all the time, but I don't think they'll do 24/7 or anything like that. AEW will absolutely do more sponsored matches anytime the situation presents itself and makes sense. Will there be a stream for the Fightful Awards? Also, who are your biggest three dream interviews? There will absolutely be a stream for the Fightful Awards every year from now on. That is something that I'm very passionate about. I love having Denise on for that. We'll have a new video editor doing stuff since Will got hired, but we're going to consolidate some of them. But I was so proud of those awards because I was like, man, what can we do that we haven't done and that can show appreciation to our audience and talent and the people that we cover? And I was like, let's do the Fightful Awards. We spent a lot of money on those awards. Thank you to our great sponsors last year. And like, I we could not have done that without them. We spent a lot of money on awards because we wanted the talent to know that we really appreciated what they do, what they allow us to cover. And we had Case and LLC, Red 5 Comics, Pro Wrestling Podcast, Wrestle Lost, Wrestling Amino, and One Punch Fits all sponsor us. If you want to sponsor an upcoming Fightful Award, you can hit up myself or Kate. We're working out rates and all that stuff. You'll get ad reads, shout outs, mentions in there as well. But what flattered me so much about those Fightful Awards was it was the first year we did it, and so many people tweeted pictures of them with their awards. But we had some people that tried to, you know, minimize the awards and all that stuff. They're completely fan voted on Fightful Select by subscribers, 100%. They're nominated by staff, and they're going to be nominated by our audience. But when I found out via FTR that Mark Briscoe was giving Jay's award to his wife, you couldn't tell me anything about those awards. There is no bigger validation of something like that than Mark Briscoe being like, I want to make sure that Jay's wife gets this. That was probably one of the most flattering things that has ever happened. Fightful related period ever. That was very special, and that meant a lot to me. And so many people that were willing to send in speeches, it was also very important to me, and I'm very glad. And we're going to do that forever. Not only that, in the coming years, I'll have a very special award show for you guys. I don't know if you can find this out, but do you think WWE are ever going back to have real music for certain talents? I think that might open up in the future. Now that Vince is sort of out of the say there, I think that it's quite possible because the right theme song goes such a long way. And they've shown that they're open to it, like with Pat McAfee and Ronda Rousey. But I think that it's a certain possibility. Okay, a certain possibility. That doesn't make any damn sense. I think it's a distinct possibility that we see that emerge because the UFC also has benefited greatly from that. Although that's a much different market. That's a lot different than TV and VOD. Basically, when something of UFC's is over, it's over. Does Tony AEW have any plans for Danhausen? Doesn't look like it, which is very weird, John Taylor. Thank you for the very generous super chat. So I can tell you about my experience with Danhausen. Back in April, I saw him at Squared Circle Expo before I DDT'd Chazza. And I was like, so are you going to be on TV? Anything like that? And he goes, you know, I don't want to be on TV injured because I don't want to be the guy that is always on TV injured because they hired me when I was injured. And I don't want to make that like the shtick. I know Danhausen a little bit, and there are fewer, more effective creative minds in wrestling than Danhausen. So I'm sure that he doesn't only have a distinct idea, plan, or thing in his head. He's probably got a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. I wonder if he planned to pop up on AEW TV and say, I'm returning next week. And then crickets. He doesn't at all. Because he has seemed pretty passive aggressive on Twitter about it. And for a guy that has sat out as long as he has, and that, you know, being on TV equates to money, and he's perpetually over, I think it, you know, it makes a lot of sense for him to be a little frustrated. Any news on Kyle O'Reilly? I was told no time soon. Unfortunately. K775 says, is Becky chilling with the lower card until Royal Rumble? Feels like even the NXT women's title, she's been spinning wheels since the cage match with Trish. Yes, I think that's what's going on. And it's just a couple months. Just a couple of months. So yeah, I think that's what she's doing. She's, you know, getting those reps in. She's helping out other people. And I think she's about to go on a tear and build up to her and Rhea. We're going to see some teases and the like. Got a couple more super chats. So if you want yours in, go ahead and get it in because we are wrapping up. New Age assholes say, would love to see Punk and Ospreay both go to the rebrand of TNA next year. A bit outside the box, maybe 30 or 40 dates next year. If CM Punk and Will Ospreay go to TNA next year, it would be massive for them. I don't think they would overtake number two or anything like that. But if, let's just say if. First off, they're getting a better TV deal. If CM Punk shows up there, they're getting a better TV deal. At least a TV deal. But they would certainly be getting a better TV deal. They'd be a very solid number three. That would be I think that TNA would be the alternative to AEW. Instead, like where AEW is supposed to be the alternative to WWE, I think that they would be the alternative to AEW, so to speak. I wouldn't rule it out. Jeffrey Phillips, thank you so much for this super chat. Means an awful lot. Guys, if you like this show, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I'll be over there right after this giving you some AEW devil news. We've just got a bunch of AEW scoops all week. Some of them are kind of like, duh, obviously, but there are also some that are very, very interesting. And obviously, like, even if it's obvious to you, we can't operate on obvious or assumptions. We got to get answers. But John Taylor says, tremendous Danhausen impression, Sean. Thank you. Thank you very much, Vasco. We appreciate you. With Nick Aldis in WWE, do you think it's a matter of time before we see Mickie James return? God, I hope so. That woman deserves an appropriate last run. And listen, she had a great career in TNA. Objectively, a great career in TNA. But I want to see her. I want to see her have a run in WWE that is appropriate, an appropriate finish, if she wants to finish. If not, wrestle till you're 55, Mickey, please. Don't stop if you can do it. We love watching you work. She needs her flowers from WWE. Will Chisholm says, I think Becky loved working with the lower card women. She said she wanted to do it in her interview. She was a lower card woman at one point, so she understands the importance of top talent working with people as they're coming up, rubbing up against somebody. It is important. It is important. Mitchell, I will try to find this, buddy. I will do my best to find your super chat. The toy hunt with you and Danhausen on YouTube is what made me a fan of Danhausen. Damn. Listen, I really appreciate that Ethan Page was willing to do that, because like there are some people that are like, oh my God, he's hanging out with a dirt sheet guy. Yeah, usually when I hang out with wrestlers in person, we ain't talking about wrestling. Like, because they don't really want to talk about that. You know what I mean? And I don't either. I'd rather talk about football or figures or something like that. Mitchell says, how would you book Chase U in the main roster? Personally, I feel like Alpha Academy already has that gimmick, maybe a feud between the two. I think an integration of them would be actually kind of entertaining. And the Creed brothers as well. Like, I think there's a catalyst of something kind of fun happening there. And maybe that's the catalyst of Chase U going heel, Alpha Academy going heel, the Creeds going heel, any number of those guys, like finally showing some, I'm sick of this, you know, this silly bullshit type of thing. Because, man, Andre Chase is really good. And I remember watching him back as the Bravado, with the Bravado brothers in ROH. For those of you who don't know, he had a brother that wrestled for quite a while too. Based on everything going, I'd say Punk showing up is 50-50 at this point. I wouldn't. Sorry, that's just how I feel. I'll keep asking though. I'm always going to ask. But not looking like it. Jay Hudson says, what impact does Triple H being head of creative have on potential free agents, and how is he viewed among other wrestlers? Well, it can't be understated that the confidence in Triple H and his competence goes a long way in attracting free agents. There were a number of free agents that said that they signed with WWE last year or came back to WWE last year because they had the opportunity to work with Triple H. And I mean, I can tell you that Triple H's possible influence had a lot to attract free agents. And that's something I'm going to be writing about more in the coming weeks. But even people that got fired, like Triple H had, you know, the possibility of them coming back to work with Triple H was something that kept many of them from signing deals elsewhere. Like, I'm not going to speak to Karrion Kross, but I mean, Karrion Kross was contacted for an AEW appearance. He was going to be in the original Big Bill role when he faced, God, I can't remember who he faced. Was it Cody? But Karrion Kross had a distinct plan of what he wanted to do if he wasn't in WWE. And then WWE came calling and he said, working with Triple H? Hell yeah. Look at Johnny. Can you please unblock me? I'm sorry if I did anything wrong. Listen, I'm going to give you guys the skinny because you're going to see people for a long time saying, why did it get blocked by SRS? I'll tell you why. You either said something completely assholish, or you liked something on Twitter that was so abhorrent that the mega blocker extension that I used, and I said, if you like this, I don't want no parts of you. And I click that little button and it blocks everybody there. If you want me to unblock you, you can reach out to the Fightful account on Twitter. Kyler James runs that. He's ran it since 2016. And he will hit me up and he'll say, hey, unblock old dude. And what I'll do is run a little search, make sure you're not a Nazi. And if you're not, I'll probably just unblock you. But yeah, pass along your handle to Kyler and we will get you unblocked. And also, if you are a... Now, I just want to say this. I don't mind this at all. I don't mind people asking to be unblocked. Not a one bit. But if you are online whining about another grown adult blocking you, you need to go outside. It ain't that important. It's a button. But yes, Jay, just let Kyler know and I will. Are you going to Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis next year? Let's meet up. I'm planning on it. I really enjoyed my time last year. They were very good to me. I got to interview MJF. I got to do a lot of good interviews there, some ECW interviews. It's actually the week before WrestleMania this year, which, oh my God, that's a tough week to just make a day trip up to Indianapolis that 3 hours. But yeah, I'm probably going to go. I would say I'll probably want to go. But yeah, I would love to see you there. Just a shame there were all the teases. Now Punk is trolling big time, so it seems less likely, but expect the Chicago crowd to take over with chance. I don't expect the Chicago crowd to take over with chance. And iCallum says, are WWE aware that fans want Punk back? Some of them, but that doesn't, they had 7 years to bring him back and they didn't bring him back. So all of a sudden now, because he was somewhere else, they need to. I would be completely fine with them bringing Punk back. I think it would be great TV. But I don't think the crowd's going to take over with chance or anything like that. I mean, maybe a smattering or something. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be that bad. And the tease has stopped after, so I had that conversation with WWE. And they're like, we don't want to set unrealistic expectations. And I was like, bro, you are. People are teasing it all the time. What are you talking about? Since then, commentary hasn't been teasing it. Have you ever accidentally revealed backstage info on air you didn't mean to or weren't supposed to? Probably, but not jumps off the page at me. There's, a million things that I can't report that are off the record or... I'm not in the position to reveal because it would burn a source or something. And I'm sure that it has affected some of my talking points here and there, but I don't know of a time that I've just.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Blurted out anything. Board Dude says, do you think the TKO knew Vince was going to dump a bunch of stock, hence why they had him as a high risk? Stock seems worse off than since pre-merger. Yes, 100%. I think they knew. That's why that condition was put in. That Vince didn't have a limit on dropping his stock or anything like that. Guys, thank you all so much. You guys always show up for these shows. Someday I might make this just a regular feature here on Fightful. But listen, if you want more Q&As every single week, FightfulSelect.com, just $5. Going to have some devil news here in just a few minutes. Thank you guys so much. Until next time, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.